Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены.
Задание 1. Вы два раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Dialogue A.
I think it's about time we made a move.
What, already? Won't you have another coffee?
I'd love to, but I have to be up early tomorrow.
Oh dear, what a shame.
Thank you for a most enjoyable evening.
Not at all. Hope you can come again.
Dialogue B.
Hello, Peter. I often come to the reading room, but I have never seen you here before.
Hello, Jane. That's right. You could not have possibly seen me here. I come round to change my books or look through some journals now and then during the term time, but that is it. The end of the term is different, of course.
Why so?
Well, you know, the exams are coming and I'm getting a bit nervous.
Dialogue C.
What's the weather like?
I don't know. I just woke up.
Why don't you look outside?
Okay, it looks like rain.
Why do you say that?
The sky is gray.
Is it raining right now?
No.
How do you know?
The street isn't wet.
I have to go shopping today.
You'd better take an umbrella.
Dialogue D.
Hello, Holly. I need to talk to you.
Hi, Carter. We've got about 10 minutes before Professor LaBelle comes. How can I help you?
Holly, may I borrow your notes? I'll give them back tomorrow.
Sorry, but I usually go to the cafeteria and review them. Say, why don't you copy them over in the library?
Okay.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
I think it's about time we made a move.
What, already? Won't you have another coffee?
I'd love to, but I have to be up early tomorrow.
Oh dear, what a shame.
Thank you for a most enjoyable evening.
Not at all. Hope you can come again.
Dialogue B.
Hello, Peter. I often come to the reading room, but I have never seen you here before.
Hello, Jane. That's right. You could not have possibly seen me here. I come round to change my books or look through some journals now and then during the term time, but that is it. The end of the term is different, of course.
Why so?
Well, you know, the exams are coming and I'm getting a bit nervous.
Dialogue C.
What's the weather like?
I don't know. I just woke up.
Why don't you look outside?
Okay, it looks like rain.
Why do you say that?
The sky is gray.
Is it raining right now?
No.
How do you know?
The street isn't wet.
I have to go shopping today.
You'd better take an umbrella.
Dialogue D.
Hello, Holly. I need to talk to you.
Hi, Carter. We've got about 10 minutes before Professor LaBelle comes. How can I help you?
Holly, may I borrow your notes? I'll give them back tomorrow.
Sorry, but I usually go to the cafeteria and review them. Say, why don't you copy them over in the library?
Okay.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1, 6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
My primary school, as well as high school, had a lot of school limitations on uniforms, bags, shoes, socks, hair colour, and so on. They were public schools with old traditions. The students were unhappy about their uniforms. The main reason why nowadays students don't like school uniforms is because most schools choose horrible colours and styles that don't suit young people at all.
Speaker B.
I don't like to wear the same clothes as my classmates. Someday I will have to wear a uniform for work as a grown-up. Students shouldn't be made to wear uniforms as they look the same. I agree there should be some limitation on what students can wear and what clothes are forbidden. These limitations are important because sometimes students' choices are bad.
Speaker C.
I don't see anything bad about wearing a school uniform. In our school, we have uniforms, school colours, and even a school song, which was composed by students. We also wear uniforms in sporting competitions and academic contests, as we want everyone to know which school we are from.
Speaker D.
I can't say that I was bored with my usual look and my uniform. But when I discovered that my school was having a day when we could dress as we please, I decided to go for my own style. Somehow, though, I guess I got the look so wrong that when I showed up in the classroom the next day, everybody started laughing at me. They told me that I looked like a parrot in my clothes. I felt terrible. I'll never go for that look again.
Speaker E.
In my opinion, students up to 11 years old should wear school uniforms. Wearing uniforms at this age is for the good of students. It stops all the arguments about who has the most fashionable or the best jeans and t-shirts. But when you are in high school, you shouldn't wear any uniform because you are old enough not to argue about your clothes.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Speaker A.
My primary school, as well as high school, had a lot of school limitations on uniforms, bags, shoes, socks, hair colour, and so on. They were public schools with old traditions. The students were unhappy about their uniforms. The main reason why nowadays students don't like school uniforms is because most schools choose horrible colours and styles that don't suit young people at all.
Speaker B.
I don't like to wear the same clothes as my classmates. Someday I will have to wear a uniform for work as a grown-up. Students shouldn't be made to wear uniforms as they look the same. I agree there should be some limitation on what students can wear and what clothes are forbidden. These limitations are important because sometimes students' choices are bad.
Speaker C.
I don't see anything bad about wearing a school uniform. In our school, we have uniforms, school colours, and even a school song, which was composed by students. We also wear uniforms in sporting competitions and academic contests, as we want everyone to know which school we are from.
Speaker D.
I can't say that I was bored with my usual look and my uniform. But when I discovered that my school was having a day when we could dress as we please, I decided to go for my own style. Somehow, though, I guess I got the look so wrong that when I showed up in the classroom the next day, everybody started laughing at me. They told me that I looked like a parrot in my clothes. I felt terrible. I'll never go for that look again.
Speaker E.
In my opinion, students up to 11 years old should wear school uniforms. Wearing uniforms at this age is for the good of students. It stops all the arguments about who has the most fashionable or the best jeans and t-shirts. But when you are in high school, you shouldn't wear any uniform because you are old enough not to argue about your clothes.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
How is your market research project going, Frank?
Very well, actually, Teresa. I've just got the results of the survey back, so now I've got to draw some conclusions from the information I've collected.
That's good. I'm still writing my questionnaire. In fact, I'm starting to panic, as the project deadline is in 2 weeks, and I don't seem to be making any progress at all.
What of traffic?
Forms of transportation in the city. What about you?
I've been finding out about people's attitudes to the amount of violence on television.
That's interesting. What do your results show?
Well, as I said, I haven't finished writing my conclusions yet, but it seems most people think there's a problem. Unfortunately, there's no real agreement on the action that needs to be taken. Nearly everyone surveyed said that there was too much violence on TV. Any children watching might take the heroes of these programs as role models and copy their behavior.
So what did most people suggest should be done?
A lot of people are concerned about how these films affect children. They're particularly worried that children will try to behave like the stars. The survey shows that violent programs should only be broadcast after 10 p.m., when most children are already in bed. There's also a significant minority of people who feel that violent films should be banned altogether.
How did people feel about the violence on news broadcasts?
Most of the responses I've looked at have felt that violence on news broadcasts is more acceptable as it's real. Although it's unpleasant, it's important to keep in touch with reality. Still, many people thought that it would be better to restrict violent scenes to late evening.
Your survey sounds very good. How many people filled it in?
I gave out 120 copies, and I got 70 back.
That's a very high rate of return. Who did you give your questionnaires to?
I gave a copy to every student in my hall of residence and to a few friends from other colleges.
Don't you think that this will influence your results?
How do you mean?
The people in your hall of residence will all be about the same age. They're all students, most of them studying similar subjects and from similar backgrounds. Therefore, it's likely that they will have similar opinions. Your results represent student opinion, not public opinion.
So how are you going to do your research?
I'm going to interview my respondents in the shopping mall. What I'll do is ask people if they have 5 minutes to spare to answer a few questions. If they agree, I'll ask them some multiple choice questions and tick off their answers on my sheet. That way I can select people of all ages and attitudes. So my sample should be reasonably representative.
Isn't it very difficult to ask meaningful questions using a multiple choice?
Yes, it is.
So that's why it's taking you so long to write.
Yeah. But I hope I'll be ready to start interviewing at the weekend.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
How is your market research project going, Frank?
Very well, actually, Teresa. I've just got the results of the survey back, so now I've got to draw some conclusions from the information I've collected.
That's good. I'm still writing my questionnaire. In fact, I'm starting to panic, as the project deadline is in 2 weeks, and I don't seem to be making any progress at all. Forms of transportation in the city. What about you?
I've been finding out about people's attitudes to the amount of violence on television.
That's interesting. What do your results show?
Well, as I said, I haven't finished writing my conclusions yet, but it seems most people think there's a problem. Unfortunately, there's no real agreement on the action that needs to be taken. Nearly everyone surveyed said that there was too much violence on TV. Any children watching might take the heroes of these programs as role models and copy their behavior.
So what did most people suggest should be done?
A lot of people are concerned about how these films affect children. They're particularly worried that children will try to behave like the stars. The survey shows that violent programs should only be broadcast after 10 p.m., when most children are already in bed. There's also a significant minority of people who feel that violent films should be banned altogether.
How did people feel about the violence on news broadcasts?
Most of the responses I've looked at have felt that violence on news broadcasts is more acceptable as it's real. Although it's unpleasant, it's important to keep in touch with reality. Still, many people thought that it would be better to restrict violent scenes to late evening.
Your survey sounds very good. How many people filled it in?
I gave out 120 copies and I got 70 back.
That's a very high rate of return. Who did you give your questionnaires to?
I gave a copy to every student in my hall of residence and to a few friends from other colleges.
Don't you think that this will influence your results?
How do you mean?
The people in your hall of residence will all be about the same age. They're all students, most of them studying similar subjects and from similar backgrounds. Therefore, it's likely that they will have similar opinions. Your results represent student opinion, not public opinion.
So how are you going to do your research?
I'm going to interview my respondents in the shopping mall. What I'll do is ask people if they have 5 minutes to spare to answer a few questions. If they agree, I'll ask them some multiple choice questions and tick off their answers on my sheet. That way I can select people of all ages and attitudes. So my sample should be reasonably representative.
Isn't it very difficult to ask meaningful questions using a multiple choice?
Yes, it is.
So that's why it's taking you so long to write.
Yeah. But I hope I'll be ready to start interviewing at the weekend.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.
This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.